Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, Executive Director of the Clark Historical Museum, and today's talk comes from the museum's blog by Katie Bush, who regularly writes fascinating historical stories. This one is titled, Just Passing Through, Con Men in Humboldt County. During summertime festivals in turn-of-the-century Eureka, a man known as the Great Fur Don made an appearance in the county. He was your typical showman, parading into town, doing a few shows, and moving along. Turns out Fur Don's story is a decades-long one spanning the entire West Coast, involving muckraker journalism, arrests, warrants, changing identities, fame, and obscurity. Eureka was just one chapter of his story. The Great Fur Don was originally named John Furden and began in the con game at age 14, working with a man known as Nevada Ned, who sold a salve of sweet condensed milk and cocaine as a cold remedy. He branched out on his own as a showy Quaker known as the Great Kamama by selling bottles of liquid that could expel monstrous tapeworms from patients' body, though it really was just water with alcohol and food coloring. Fur Don had 50 run-ins with the law for illegally practicing medicine, as his Quaker persona forcing him to change his act. On August 3, 1908, Fur Don arrived in Eureka with pomp and circumstance in brightly painted horse-drawn wagons. He set up what sounds like a circus tent at 4th and I Street and an office in the Weck Building at 311 F Street, and the following day held a parade traveling around town with a band called the Great Diamond Cluster Band for a few hours before ending at the circus tent for the main event. An estimated 10,000 people came out to the Fur Don act, which began with him throwing silver dollars into the crowd. The main act was Fur Don healing members of the audience. He told reporters that he kept files on the people who were treated to prove his work wasn't a fraud, oftentimes referencing specific people in the community as proof of his truthful work. He said he also published the names and addresses of people who were healed by his practice so people could investigate for themselves. In September, Furden left Eureka. Furden's scam was that he would advertise in the papers using legitimate-looking newspaper articles embedded with the regular news. The realistic articles could easily trick readers and added a new dimension of sleight of hand to his con. Some papers refused to run his article advertisements. Oftentimes it was these papers that would investigate and discover his con and run him out of town. Ferdinand addressed his skeptics saying, "Enmity always follows success, and there is always a certain class of humanity ready to cry humbug, fake, and quack. But such howlers and defamers of honest characters are very seldom successful in any line of business because they do not attend to their own. They are too busy sticking their noses into the affairs of others." Furden was issued a warrant for his arrest in Washington and went underground before reviving the con a few months later. Soon after, he was jailed at a federal penitentiary for his medical scams and died in 1944. Make sure to check out the Clark Museum's blog for great stories like this at clarkmuseum.org. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.